The word today is divorce. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. The divorce rate in the Christian church is, unfortunately, almost as bad as in the rest of the nation. This influence of evil is destroying our homes. But God can guide us to strengthen our families and marriages. Here to look at this problem and its solutions is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Divorce.
Today I want to talk to you about a very important subject that our society is having a real problem with. It's the subject of divorce. And unfortunately, that terrible plague, the plague of divorce, is not only affecting our country, but also many other nations of the world in which we broadcast. And undoubtedly, it is having an effect also upon the church. In fact, one of the worst admissions that I can make here is that the divorce rate within the church is growing almost as fast as it is in the rest of the world. And that's really a terrible indictment upon the church. Because we as a people of God ought to be living lives that are far higher in moral conduct than the world around us. The world around us is filled with evil and corruption and lying and sinning. And certainly within the church, the people of God who are in a daily repentance before the Lord ought to be living lives that are far more exemplary and far more clearly following the will of God than the world around us. And yet the influence has been so great that many families within the Christian church are having problems within their relationships and within their homes. So let's think about that together and pray about that together for a while here as we talk about divorce. You know, there is a verse in the Holy Scriptures, in the Gospels. In fact, it's the 10th chapter of Mark. If you want to jot that down, you may want to look at that later. Mark, the 10th chapter. It's between verses 2 and 16 of that chapter 10 of Mark. And here we read that the people were talking about what divorce meant and whether or not Moses had given them the right command. You remember that in the olden days, they had to simply write a certificate of divorce and more or less then simply put the wife away, and they're asking about that. And Jesus comments, he says, well, actually, the only reason that Moses gave you that were that your hearts were so hardened, he knew you would never understand and never agree with what my position is, that there is one man, one woman, and that unity in marriage is supposed to be eternal. It's supposed to be forever. And so that's what's being talked about in the 10th chapter of Mark. Now, I believe one of the real problems, the sin that surrounds us all, can affect one of the individuals in the marriage. And let's say the husband or the wife are out in the business world and they are tempted by various things. You know, the devil tempts us not only in physical ways, but also emotional ways and sensual ways. There's all kinds of ways that we can be tempted. Now, for instance, if a person has a driving ambition to be a successful businessman and everything depends on money and he is working and working and putting in many long hours and the time spent between the husband and wife gets less and less and less, and pretty soon they're like strangers to each other. The amount of time that they need to spend with each other to not only get to know each other in marriage, but also to continue to grow their marriage, to continue to make it a solid foundation, that time is being spent instead on trying to make money or on trying to improve the business. And as a result, things begin to wobble and shake, and then when temptation comes along, it's easy for one of them to fall into that temptation. You know, the devil just loves to destroy God's plans. And God's plans are very clear. He has created the world to populate the world with male and female. And he wants this to be done in the union of marriage, in the system of family, so that he can produce the children and let them then grow up and populate the earth. That's God's idea and God's plan. Now, the devil tries to corrupt that, and he takes the joy, for instance, that a husband and wife experience as they make love to one another, and he corrupts that, and he turns it into lust, and he wants it to be something that will destroy the relationship. He wants to bring other people into the relationship instead of letting it be the husband and the wife. He wants to bring outsiders in. He wants to bring a third party in. And he corrupts the whole plan. And in the process, he destroys the whole idea of family. And the children. Think of how the children suffer when a divorce takes place. You know, I'm not trying to make divorce the greatest sin in the world. Of course, you don't want to cause people to think this is the number one sin. I mean, there are many, many sins. Homosexuality would be another example of this. There's all types of sins. You can take individual sins like alcoholism. You can take drug addiction. You can take cursing, swearing. You can take dishonesty. You can take any sin you want and build a case to show how it's disrupting and disintegrating the family. The devil doesn't care what kind of a sin it is as long as it destroys, and he's the destroyer. So what we need to emphasize here is what God had in mind from the very beginning when he created male and female. It was his goal that there would be happy family life and that the children would be raised in love and understanding. And the whole concept of God's love within a family and communication ought to be so clear that God even uses this in his word as an example between Jesus Christ, his son, and the Christian church. He says the average marriage is supposed to be like Jesus Christ and his relationship to the church. Jesus Christ is the bridegroom, and the church is the bride, and we are to be in communication with one another. We are to be in a relationship with one another that shows love and understanding and forgiveness. I believe, and for many years in my ministry, I had young couples who were ready to get married come in and talk about this and put little phrases in their wedding bands, in their rings that they would wear, as a constant daily reminder so that they would speak the love of God to one another. One of the favorite ones that I have used with couples is the one that my wife and I have in our wedding bands. It says, "May God bless you and keep you. May God bless and keep you." What a marvelous little phrase. And if couples learn to say that to one another every day of their married life, they would want God's blessing to be right in the middle of everything. And if there was an argument or a fight that day and there would be a troubled heart, they should immediately repent, not only to God, but to each other, and in that process, reestablish the union once again. You see, if there's a repentance and a forgiveness, then you weld back together again that relationship. It's the same way with God. If you try to go several days and don't repent and you say, "Well, I know things aren't right with God, but I'll just leave them right a while," well, they're going to get worse and worse and worse. Sin never dissolves itself. Sin always grows. And if it isn't repented of, it begins to get stronger and stronger and begins to dominate and control things. That can be about any individual sin. Let's say a child has a problem and shoplifts in the mall or in the store or wherever they go. And in that process, they think they got away with stealing. And in that process, they feel, "Well, I don't need to repent. I don't need to take it back. I don't need to make it right." And so they begin to see that they will be tempted to steal more and more and more. And they become more and more dishonest. And in that process, they get further and further away from God. Well, the same thing happens in marriage. What God intends is for people to confess their sins to one another and to ask for their forgiveness and reunite the glue, the binding, the forgiveness love that God gives. And if you put Christ first and then your marriage partner, you're going to see he will see to it that that relationship is strengthened and encouraged. What better way is there to do that than to worship together, the whole family in God's house, worshiping and praying and singing praises to God? I hope that if your family is struggling with temptations, or maybe there's already been an illicit affair, or maybe there's already a problem and there's a fear that the marriage and the home is going to break up, I hope you will focus directly on Jesus Christ. Understand completely that he forgives. Yes, he forgives every sin, and he encourages us with the power of his Holy Spirit to live a life that is guarded against evil and temptation, so that we can resist it with his power. There is no such thing as a temptation so strong that you can't resist it. With Christ's help, you can resist it, and that's what he wants you to understand. He wants to rebuild that foundation. He wants to strengthen us in a way that will encourage us to show love to one another. And then you really begin to understand what love is and what forgiveness is and putting the other person first and paying attention to those things that are important in your relationship. It's the same way with our children. If we teach them how to repent, and we teach them how to forgive, we're going to see a whole different change in our family. And maybe we've been doing that, but not enough, not strongly enough, not frequently enough. So I want to encourage you, strengthen your home around Jesus Christ. Let him live within your heart and within your relationships, not only between you and your wife, but your children. And God will establish the home and the family the way he wants it to be, and that will be a blessing not only to the family, but to the entire nation. And it doesn't matter where you live, please do this to God's glory.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's The Word Today. .org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.